Another NHL season is underway.
And this is your home for Philadelphia Flyers hockey.
This is Fanatic Flyers Weekly, only on 97.5 The Fanatic.
And welcome inside the Wells Fargo Center for Fanatic Flyers Weekly as the Flyers get set to take on the Bolts tonight, the Tampa Bay Lightning. And the playoff push continues for the Orange and Black, and still work to be done. Still an uphill climb for the Flyers. Can it be done? Well, on the back of Carter Hart, anything seems possible right now. But you got the toughest opponent in the NHL on the schedule this night. They're in the building, the Tampa Bay Lightning. They're star-studded. And speaking of star-studded, we've got our own. He played in the NHL. He was the great Chris Therrien, and he joins us right now. Bundy, how you doing tonight?
Good, Jace. How you doing, buddy? Everything good?
I'm doing good, man. And it's crazy because there's like this team's been playing so well. 12-1-1 in their last 14. Carter Hart's 11-1 in his last 12. And yeah, new life has been breathed into the Flyers.
I don't think there's any other way to put it, Jace. I mean, it's absolutely amazing to see what this team has done and to kind of, you know, put back in the rearview mirror what the month of, December and January were like for this team and how dismal things were and how quickly things can change. Good life lesson as well right there. You know, it's never over till it's over. And I think the good thing is a real breath of fresh air, as you said, breathe right into this franchise. And it's come directly, I believe, from number 79 himself, Carter Hart.
Yeah, he has been simply sensational, Bundy. No truth to the rumor that he walked out of Little Caesars Arena with a robber's mask on after stealing that game for the Flyers, yes, or on Sunday, rather. But he was spectacular in that game once again. And, he bounces back, Bundy, from a third period where they had a 5-1 lead. They get to overtime. They eventually win Saturday. But to bounce back and play in the back-to-back in that situation and to have that opportunity then to rise to the occasion like he did on Sunday in Detroit was certainly impressive.
It sure was. I mean, he was absolutely remarkable in what transpired, especially early in that hockey game. And I guess coming off that game, too, where, you know, it wasn't his best game Saturday afternoon at all. When you give up a five spot, you get to challenge yourself. But then to come back in a back-to-back spot, I mean, that was just unbelievable goaltending. And again, the Flyers win that game because of quality goaltending. They gave up way too many 10-bell chances for my liking in the weekend set against Detroit. I'll gladly take the 4 points. But that's probably not how you want to play, especially if you believe still that you've got a chance, 6 points out of a playoff spot, a few teams in front of you, but you've got to be able to at least give this kid a little bit more of a chance and stop allowing some of those great big chances that we've seen.
Now, Bundy, it's always difficult to beat a team in a back-to-back. That's the traditional home-and-home with Detroit. Here in Philadelphia, Saturday, turnaround, boom, Sunday in Detroit, successive days. It's difficult to do that in the NHL. I know Detroit's not exactly a world beater right now, but still, no matter who the opponent is, that's a tough spot.
Very, very tough. And you know what? I guess you could say in terms of the time of year you're at, you'd rather be playing that home and home against a team like Detroit.
Yeah.
No disrespect, a younger team that's still trying to climb. They don't have the best goaltending in the world, and they have some aging players back on defense. Nicholas Cronwell, the point went out, but you know, I'd rather see that those two games than say, you know, play Tampa in a back-to-back. That was a much, much better way to get 4 points. They handled it like professionals. And at the end of the day, I'm not one to critique a win. A win's a win, and I'll take the four-point weekend. That certainly kept the Flyers right in the fray. And you know what, Jason? They're at a point now where if you lose one game, you're going to see, unfortunately, that's where they are in the schedule, and that's the punishment for what they've done. They just have to keep winning games. If they keep winning games, business will take care of itself. But boy, when you look at it now, they will pay severely for a loss.
Yeah, no question, buddy. The playoff they're in playoff mode right now, with very little room for error. But you see, they've got won three straight now. They beat Minnesota in that 5-4 game on Tuesday of last week. Then, boom, back-to-back against Detroit. And Carter Hart plays both of them those games. But let me ask you about his workload, because it was going basically, Scott Gordon talked to us before the game, 2-3 games, then Stolarz would get a game. Stolarz was slated to get the game tonight had he still been here. He's not. Cam Talbot is not here yet, working on visa issues. And Brian Elliott's just been called up from the Phantoms. And they don't want to put him in that situation to face the high-potent attack of the Tampa Bay Lightning. How do you have to be careful about how much you use him here and in these situations?
Well, I think, you know, I think you speak truth, Jason, in terms of the sense that, you know, he, you don't want to overwork him, but at the same time, he's 20. It's not, you know, I mean, I don't know what their schedule is like in the Western Hockey League, but I'm sure that he's seen his bulk of games, certainly down at the earlier part of the year in the American League. But, you know what? This is not an ideal situation, and I'm sure it will not happen again this year. I think it's just a matter of circumstance right now that, because of the Stolarz trade for Talbot and Talbot having those, the visa issues coming into the country, I think that's probably where, the mindset is to say, hey, we got to run with this kid for three in a row. No disrespect to Mike McKenna. He was the guy up here, but you didn't want to give him a start tonight. You know, that's not against Tampa Bay. Every single game is absolutely critical to the team. And if you look at the standings from, you know, I'm looking at it, this game's imperative. I mean, it's a humongous hockey game tonight for the Flyers because I'm looking at it, Chase. I don't think they can give away 11 more points this year.
Yeah. You got to get to like 94. 12. Yeah.
Yeah. No question. So that's, you know, that's kind of where they're at. And so they're, yes, as you said, playoff mode is upon us right now. It's not starting in 2 weeks. It started for the Flyers about a month ago when they realized that they could put a streak together.
Yeah. And there's no excuse based on who you're playing. You got to get points no matter what. You can't dictate it just because you're playing Tampa. You can't say, well, we can afford to lose this one. And they're coming in off of back to back where they belted the Columbus Blue Jackets last night. But Bundy, this next segment, if you will, of games could be the determining factor. The Flyers, like I said, 12-1-1 in their last 14. They have this game, obviously, tonight. We talked about that. Thursday, Montreal, a team that they're chasing. They'll face them in Montreal on Thursday night. They're reeling. They've lost four straight. They're the team the Flyers are chasing for wild card number two at 69 points. The Flyers are 6 points back. And then, boom, Saturday, the other team that you're chasing that they're 6 points back of, the Pittsburgh Penguins, stadium series outside. Then come Tuesday, first game after the trade deadline, Buffalo, another team in between them and those two teams, and then Columbus, another team that they could be chasing here as well. This is paramount right now.
Got to keep monster it going. Yeah, absolutely, and that's why tonight's game is so, so important. I mean, you're not going to get a break. I mean, those teams will be coming for the Flyers as well, as the Flyers will be going for after those hockey teams as well. But when you look at it, Jace, absolutely, this is a critical, critical set right now for the Flyers, and that will close off the month of February with these five games: Tampa, Montreal, Pitt, Buffalo, and Columbus, as you just said. So, and then you know, last month of January or March and April, you're getting mostly almost all division games, maybe a couple sprung around with the Western Conference teams coming in or going out to. I think there's like maybe Dallas. Play at Chicago. I think there's a couple of them, but
yeah,
the point
Chicago,
is
Dallas
that,
and St. Louis.
Right. There's some tough couple of Western Conference games out there, but I think for the most part, they have to really, really handle these last five games are absolutely going to be probably the telling story of, you know, the Philadelphia Flyers for the remainder of the year.
Yeah,
these just absolutely massive points to get out there.
Yeah. I mean, right now for the remainder of their schedule, Bundy, they have the third most difficult record remaining in the National Hockey League. You've got Toronto in there.
Twice.
Twice. They've got the division leading, how about this? The Islanders. Yeah, a couple of times. They've got some tough opponents. Carolina's in here. You mentioned
Carolina.
Chicago. St. Louis playing.
Washington twice.
Yeah, so it's not an easy remaining schedule. You're right about that. And when you look at the situation, we'll open up the phone lines, by the way. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Any questions you got regarding the Flyers and this playoff push, by all means, bring them to the table as we await this game between the Flyers and the Lightning tonight. Doesn't look like Victor Hedman is going tonight, Bundy. And you'll get the backup goaltender by virtue of the fact that they played last night in Louis Domingue. But this team, let's talk about this team that they're facing tonight, the Tampa Bay Lightning. Boy, they are potent. They're number one offensive team in the NHL. Through 60 games, they've got 94 points, and they are deep as well. Tough opponent to play.
Very, very tough. Their top end talent is just so, so good with Kucherov, Stamkos, Braden Point. Those are the guys that do. Actually, you know, when I just mentioned those names, those are the guys that all scored last night. Kucherov with a pair. I think Point had two goals, and Stamkos had one as well. There's another goal in there somewhere. But they got severely outshot last night at Columbus, 40-20.
Yeah.
Hedman left the game after the first period. So that's obviously big. But to show you just how quick that this team can hurt you, I mean, they get five goals on 20 shots. That's just how potent this team is. They make their one thing with Tampa, you know, they don't shoot from everywhere. they actually strategize to get their shots and quality chances through them. So of those 20 shots, I didn't see the entire game. I'm probably guessing there's probably 15 of them were great chances.
They're not a quantity team. They are definitely a quality when it comes to shot making. And when you have a player like Kucherov, he's got 99 points right now, buddy, in 60 games, 29 goals and 70 assists. It's on my fantasy team. He has been spectacular.
Wow. Yeah, those are absolutely insane numbers. And, you know, that's the kind of level they're playing. So for the Flyers tonight, I mean, they've got to, you know, when you talked about Carter Hart and the workload, third game in four nights, I mean, this is a game tonight that, you know, there's going to be fatigue on both sides. The back-to-back for Tampa, the third game in four nights for Flyers. They're running the gauntlet right now. There's no rest for this Flyer team either as you head down the stretch. The last three-day break they had last week was the last three-day break. That was the longest amount of time off left in the schedule this year for the Flyers. So I expect this to be a couple tired teams tonight, but I think it's going to be really, really paramount that the Flyers reduce Tampa Bay's the quality chances that those top-end guys get. If the Flyers can do that, they will have a very, very good chance to win the game tonight.
Yeah, and they had a couple of 6-5 games against this team. Came back from a 5-1 third-period deficit to force overtime here in Philly, to a 5-2 deficit in another meeting between these two teams. Bundy, did you like playing every other day? I know guys like to have a three-day break every once in a while, but when you get into this mode of playoffs and you're playing well, you want to play as many games as possible.
Yeah, I like playing as often as I could.
You weren't a practice player.
No, I mean, you know what? It's good earlier in the year, but when you get to this point here, you know, I want to go on the ice for 20 minutes the day after a game, just shoot around for a little bit, have a quick skate, and then get ready again. You decompress. It's pretty much a regular, regimented schedule. You get the game start. And then you play through them, and then you decompress for 24 hours, and then you start building up again the next night after the game for two nights later. So that's kind of how it worked for me. I would expect that most things really haven't changed very much. It wasn't that long ago, but that's why I like going every other night, because you get into a mental and a physical rhythm. And it worked for me. I don't know how it is for everybody, but I found most guys enjoyed going like that in the playoffs.
Yeah, no question about it. Let's get to the phone, 610-632-0975. Let's head to South Philly, talk to Anthony on the Fanatic Flyers Weekly. How you doing, Ant?
Hey, guys, going on? How you doing?
Great.
How you doing, Ant?
Good. Question. You think if the Flyers go good this week, do you think that they trade Wayne Simmons or no?
I do still.
Yeah, I just agree with you.
Yeah, I think they do, and again, I look at it like it's a situation where it's a gamble, and you can't predict the future unless you're able to tell Wayne, hey, listen, do you have plans? Do you want to come back if the Flyers want to sign him? What are his terms? What's the financials around it? If you trade him now, and again, you know, and I love the spot the Flyers are in, and I admire what they've done, but there's still a realistic part that it's if you look at the percentages just in terms of them making the playoffs, it's still not well beyond a significant number.
10%.
So I think from a business, 10%. So yeah, I mean, that just shows you how hard it is, because when the teams start playing each other, I just think that, yes, you do the math, you could trade Wayne Simmons. If Wayne Simmons figures into your future plans next season, right, you could sign him again July 1st. If he wants to come back here, I don't think there's any problem with that at all. But for right now, I think you need to transfer Wayne Simmons into assets, and you have to do it at the deadline or before the deadline.
Right. I just, thought, because this week's so important. You got the Montreal coming up, Penguins, Tampa Bay. I just thought that if they go 3-0, hopefully there's a chance that they say, you know what, stay here, play, hopefully for the playoffs.
For a playoff run. I agree with you, buddy. I don't see it happen. Thanks, Anthony, for the call. I don't see it happening. They have three games before the deadline, which is coming up 6 days from now on Monday. And, like you mentioned, Tampa Bay tonight, Montreal, and Pittsburgh. So very important hockey games. But I think that Chuck Fletcher ultimately will decide to make that deal. And we'll see what the market is.
I just think he has to do it. Forget the hockey part of it. Look at the business side of it. I mean, you could really get yourself one heck of a player, I think, for Wayne Simmons. Based on the fact that Brian Boyle got traded to Nashville for a second-round pick, that's telling me everything I need to know about what Wayne Simmons' value is going to be to a team that desperately wants him. And there's been a few that I've seen tossed out there that, they probably be willing to pay a pretty good premium to get a guy like that on a playoff run. You cannot, Jason, I think you know this, and we've talked about it before, you cannot have a John Tavares situation like the Islanders had last year with him and not make the playoffs and still have the asset.
Yeah, and come away with nothing for the player that can certainly help another team. And plus, the market's going to be very interesting, because you got guys like Mark Stone and you got guys like Duchesne out there, DeZingle, some big names. Mm-hmm. Panarin is a guy that could likely get moved out of Columbus because they can't be in that Tavares situation. They know he's not re-signing there, even more so than the Islanders. Columbus knows he's not going to re-sign there, more so than the Islanders thought that Tavares could.
I actually think the Islanders really thought that Tavares was going to stay.
Yeah, I think he actually considered it strongly.
You can't assume that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't assume that. They didn't know Toronto was going to offer him $11 million a year. Most everybody else did.
Yeah.
But the team that has a guy like that doesn't think that that's going to happen. It did, and he walked, and they got nothing for him.
Yeah, and the irony of the whole situation is that the team sitting atop the Metropolitan Division is the Isles without John Tavares. That's the crazy part. I mean, look at it, Bundy. They shaved off more than a goal per game that they gave up last year. The two goalies leading this league in save percentage are both New York Islanders. They were the worst team defensively in the league last year.
That's absolutely incredible. That's coaching.
That's Barry, you know, Trotz.
Barry Trotz has put a system in that he believes in, and he's able to implement it across believers on that bench, and they've turned things around. It's amazing. It's a great testament. It's a great story no one's really talking about, but it's a heck of a story.
Yeah, he's your Jack Adams winner in my mind. Let's go to Jacob.
Remember Craig Berube?
Well, the Chief, he's done a great job out there. We'll talk about that in a minute, too. They're
great coach.
As hot as the Flyers are right now, boy, that team, they're riding a young goaltender, too. Although not as young as Carter Hart, he's 25, Jordan Bennington. But we'll get to that in a minute. But let's get to Jordan in Center City on Fanatic Flyers Weekly. How you doing, Jordan?
Not me. I'm doing good. If so, how are you guys?
Great, man.
Good. How you doing, Jordan?
Oh, doing great. So, first of all, I totally agree with what you guys were saying about Simmons. Love the guy. Love him as a Flyer, but I think you got to move him. What I'm wondering is, there's been a lot of talk about like the need for a roster shakeup. I know they're playing well right now, but we know this team is pretty streaky. I'm wondering if you think that moving Simmons is enough of a shakeup.
Well, there may be more in the offseason. We're not intimate. We were asked about Simmons, so I don't know if that's the only shakeup. But Jordan, or Jacob, rather, the thing is, you know, these I always said the Flyers like a bipolar team. They're manic and depressive. When they're great, they're really good. When they're bad, they're really bad. And they don't live in the middle zone very often of being sane, right? They drive you crazy because they show you this.
Yeah, and it's gone on for years, right? It's gone on for 5 years. We've seen the same act. You know, we've seen the 10-game winning streaks. We've seen the 10-game losing streaks. It's okay to just go win two and then maybe lose one, go win three, lose one. But they definitely put you on a roller coaster. There's no doubt.
Yeah, it drives you bananas, Jacob, and that's the thing. And I don't think Chuck Fletcher, by this recent play and how good they've been, look, they're 12-1-1 in the last 14. They've been spectacular. And the goaltender, Carter Hart's been great. But I don't think he's fooled into believing that all of a sudden the streakiness – curse of streaking or putting losses together and wins together is fixed all of a sudden.
Right.
So, I mean, as far as the core shakeup goes, I don't know. I mean, there's a couple of players that, you know, are obvious ones that are in this core. Wayne Simmons is one a lot of people say you don't want to lose him because of the presence that he has as a leader and in that locker room. And certainly that is the case. Is his play declining? Well, I believe that it is. I believe his numbers have suffered and the injuries and the wear and tear on a 30-year-old power forward. And power forwards in this league, Jacob, tend to not be able to afford to lose a little bit of speed or step.
Definitely.
Yeah, it happened to Milan Lucic in Edmonton, and he got signed after. He got paid, and he went in there, and he was pretty much done.
He got a 7-7 deal, Bundy, out there in Edmonton, and the game's too fast for him now.
It's too fast, and then they lose their edge a little bit at that age after they've, you know, he won a cup, he's fought a lot of battles over the years, both guys have, and then it gets old. It's like any other job, you know, so you feel like you get paid and you got to take a step back, and then unfortunately what happens is you just don't look the same. I don't know if that's going to happen to Wayne Simmons. He's a pretty proud guy. I'm sure Milan Lucic was too, but when you've lost it, you've lost it, and a lot of it at that position comes from the amount of physical abuse their bodies have taken by the age of 30.
Yeah, and by no means are we saying that Wayne Simmons is on the edge of his career. He's not. You just got to be careful when signing those deals because the term that he can get on the open market is maybe not where you're willing to go. And a guy at that age wants one thing, and it's term.
Yeah.
You want to stay in the league as long as possible, and we'll see if how that does play out. But, the erratic nature of this team over the past couple of years will drive a man crazy, no question about it, Bundy. Real quick, are you going to play in the game on Friday night at Lincoln Financial Field?
You know what? I'm going to go home and flip a coin after the
Flyers game. Why don't you flip it now? because we could use you, I'm told. I was talking to Flyers PR maven Joe Seville, one of your favorites, by the way. And,
yeah.
And he's saying that he's afraid we're going to get belted. Now, I'm going to be in the net, but I need an NHL-style defenseman out there.
Well, if you look 12 years ago, you would have had one.
Well, you mean 14 years ago. Those last 2 years, I wouldn't count money.
Yeah, they don't count, actually. That's right. Yeah, 14. You know what? I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll bring my equipment bag. I got to do some stuff that night for the PhiladelphiaFlyers.com website that I'm a reporter for as well. And I want to get some interviews from the guys. And I think I might bring my little guy over to skate, if that may interest you. And you know what? I'm going to throw my old hockey gear in a bag and have it just in case.
All right, well, do me a favor. Take your skates to the pro shop. Get a nice edge put on there, a nice half hollow for you. I know you like that. You're a skater. You were always a skater in this league. So I, yes. I need you to have your legs.
Let me look into it, all right, buddy? I appreciate the offer.
I'm putting you on the spot. I need you. I'm calling on you as a friend is what I'm doing. You know, I know you're there for me.
It's a 30-minute game, right?
Yeah, exactly. You're playing every minute of that 30, by the way.
That's right.
And by the way, congrats to your girls, by the way. I saw you post about your daughters. Tremendous stuff. Great athletes in the Tarian family. Mom must have been a great athlete too, huh?
Probably number six in the family now. The girls do a great job. They work hard every day, and they're good athletes and better people. So we had a lot of fun on the weekend. Another championship. So,
you guys have done a nice job, and congrats. Bundy, enjoy the broadcast tonight. Have a great night. We're going to take a quick time out. We're going to come out with Big Bill Meltzer as we get set for Flyers Lightning. It is Fanatic Flyers Weekly. If you want to jump on the phones, 610-632-0975. We got some open lines if you want to grab one. We'll talk to everybody on the phones coming up next, all in preparation of Flyers Lightning, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is Fanatic Flyers Weekly
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is Brent Musburger's action update for 97.5 The Fanatic. With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
The Flyers are 12-1-1 in their last 14 games. They're at home tonight with the Tampa Bay Lightning, who lead the NHL with 21 road victories. They are 8-0-2 in their last 10 road games. Flyers plus 125 money line underdogs against the Lightning, who are minus 155 on the money line. They have won six consecutive games. The Westgate Superbook release its odds for the most wins in Major League Baseball in 2019. Yankees and Astros lead the way at 4-1. The Phillies check in at 25-1. The Pirates at 100-1. For VSiN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Do you want another truck or a truck like no other? How about deals on that truck during Ram Truck Month? A truck with an available touchscreen that stretches an entire foot. A truck that has capabilities that don't exist in any other truck in its class, like available air suspension. Heck, Motor Trend's 2019 Truck of the Year truck. Do you want a truck that's not only about towing and hauling and payload capability, but a truck that stretches every ability?
I'm a champion!
It's the all-new Ram 1500. Come in now during Ram Truck Month for deals like no other. Now, while qualified returning FCA lessees, get a low mileage lease on the 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $199 a month for 36 months with $3,499 due at signing. Tax, title, license extra. Class based on light duty pickups. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution to lease through Ally Financial. Current lease must end by 3-2-20. 20 cent charge for each mile over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 2-28.
Texting and rules for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. An ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities, ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text TRAINER to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word TRAINER to 246810.
If this cold winter we've endured hasn't yet convinced you to replace your drafty inefficient windows and doors, you got to talk to my good friends at Guided Door and Window. They can help by giving you one more month to do so at their best prices of the year. If you haven't taken advantage of Guided's big winter sale, here's your last chance to do so. You'll get 40% off every window and door you buy. That's right, 40% off each expertly installed energy-efficient replacement window that has the high-performance low-E glass. And you'll also get 40% off any high-quality door, including insulated entry doors, sliding patio doors, garage doors, and storm doors. And you can buy now and pay later. Guida has an interest-free financing plan or a low monthly payment plan. This offer will expire at the end of February. So don't let this final chance for big savings pass you by. If your home needs new windows or doors, call the experts at Guida today. Schedule a free in-home estimate. The number 1-877-GO-GUIDA. Online, goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $3.99. Clean and lubricate your fuel system while increasing miles per gallon with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Place your legal sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com, your home for live in-game betting. You'll find a massive number of hockey betting options. We have the most exciting live in-game betting options on hockey. Like, who will be the next goal scorer? Who will win the next faceoff? Which team will be penalized next? Use one of our 12 easy deposit methods to get in on the action. And when you win, we offer fast and reliable withdrawals. Sign up now, and we'll match your first deposit up to $250. More bets, better odds, more action. PlaySugarHouse.com. Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Okay, Rose, let's keep it simple. A quick commercial.
Okay, but...
Cut!
The Samsung Galaxy M Prime 3 is impossible to capture in 30 seconds.
Uh-huh.
We'll need some gorgeous studio lighting to show off that 5-inch HD screen.
Oh, yeah?
And some endless exotic beach for that 8-megapixel rear camera and long-lasting battery life.
Sure.
See, we just don't have the time to cover it all in 30 seconds.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Switch to Cricket and get a free Samsung Galaxy M Prime 3. Smile, you're on Cricket.
And 4/18/19 while supplies last. Requires number ported in a new line. Minimum $30 per month. First month service charge due at sale. Taxes and restrictions apply. One-time fees may apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Hi, it's Jason Martinez for Window Nation. It's the final week for off-season deals at Window Nation. Get free windows, free financing, and have your electric bill paid until your windows are installed. But hurry, this is the final week. Off-season is the best time to buy, and Window Nation knows this as well. And they're offering this amazing deal. Buy 2 windows, get 2 free, and get 0% financing for 5 full years. Buy 4 windows, get 4 free. Buy 8, get 8 free, no limit. Plus, during this final week, purchase a house of windows, and Window Nation will pay your heating bill until your new windows are installed. You're going to save thousands. Window Nation does a room-by-room install to cause as little of disturbance as possible. Plus, they're going to pay your heating bill. Window Nation needs to keep the factory busy and their installers working during the slower months. And after this nasty cold weather, you probably need new windows. This is the final week of the off-season deal of the year. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Get 2 free windows with every 2 you buy, no limit. Plus, 0% financing for 5 full years. So call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Attention all timeshare owners. If you or someone you know is stuck in a timeshare you no longer want but can't or don't know how to get out of it, call Timeshare Terminations at 800-460-7891 right now. We're the Timeshare Exit Specialists, and we can help you get out of your timeshare forever. Many timeshare owners get sold a dream that isn't even close to reality by pushy, misleading, aggressive salespeople. If you've got a timeshare you can't ever use because dates you want are never available or your fees keep going up every year, but you can't can't even rent it because of strict corporate rules. Call us today at 800-460-7891. We'll get you out of your timeshare contract or you don't pay a dime. If you're ready to say goodbye to money-losing regulations, blackout dates, and never-ending fees, call us today at 800-460-7891. Don't wait another day. Call 800-460-7891 and we'll help you cancel your timeshare legally and permanently. Call 800-460-7891. That's 800-460-7891. 800-460-7891.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum. Over two decades helping our community.
This is Fanatic Flyers Weekly.
And they score on the rebound. Claude Giroux deposits it into the empty goal.
97.5, the Fanatic.
We're back live at the Wells Fargo Center. Flyers getting set to take on the Tampa Bay Lightning. Pre-game warm-ups are underway. It'll be Carter Hart in net for the Flyers. Louis Domingue in net for the Tampa Bay Lightning. No Victor Hedman in this game as well. Brian Elliott back to back up tonight. Back with the big club. It's been a while, God, since he's been here. But joining us now on Fanatic Flyers Weekly is Bill Meltzer. You can check him out on Hockey Buzz. Read him on NHL.com, PhiladelphiaFlyers.com. Bill, how you doing?
Doing great, Jason. Big week coming up here.
Yeah, this is kind of the position they put themselves in to have a big week on the horizon like this against teams that they're chasing in the standings, notwithstanding the game tonight.
Yeah, and, you know, the unofficial start of the stretch drive is right after the trade deadline. These three games right here are going to go a long way towards determining, you know, where the Flyers are in a race come the stretch drive.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is when you look at these standings and the teams that they're kind of battling with here for that wild card position right now, it's wild card 1 and 2 because the Penguins and Montreal are both tied with 69 points. Flyers 6 points back with 63. And when you look at the situation, like, for instance, the opponent tonight, the Lightning, played last night. They played Columbus. Columbus is playing Montreal tonight, but Panarin's out due to illness. And John Tortorella got a little graphic in confirming that. But that being said, these games are of the utmost importance. And you got to include this one because it's 2 points.
No, absolutely. You know, and you go on a 12-1-1 run, and then you see that you're still 6 points and a tiebreaker out. It's
crazy.
It's a tough climb. So, you know, the good news is you control your own destiny here. You know, take care of business, and then, you know, then it's doable. But if you lose, you know, you lose a couple back to back, you can drop down real fast too. So you know, this is this is critical. I mean, the Flyers have played Tampa Bay tough last season and this season. You know, it's not the way you want to go about it. Have to come back 4 goals, 3 goals in the third period against this team, but you know, nonetheless, they've shown resiliency against Tampa. And you know, this is a game where, I mean, Tampa's kind of running away with the President's Trophy race.
Oh yeah, not even close.
Yeah, I mean, but they, you know, and they're on a nice winning run here. But I mean, they're playing for the third time in 4 nights. I mean, the Flyers are, you know, the Flyers are the team in, you know, in I don't like the word desperation, but I mean, they're in desperation mode.
Yeah, and you look at Tampa Bay, they're 8-0-2 in their last 10. They've won 6 straight. They're the best team in the league, as you mentioned. They've got 94 points. The team closest to them in the standings has, 79 points in Calgary. And you look at the situation, 79 points in Calgary. And you look at the situation right now, they've lost 6 games on the road in regulation. They've lost 5 at home. I mean, it is stunning how good they are. They get 94 points. That's going to be the playoff cut line, and there's only 60 games into their season.
No, absolutely. I mean, and you look at this team, you know, you have, well, Kucherov with 99 points coming into tonight.
And 60 games.
I mean, you know, Steven Stamkos is still one hell of a hockey player, but if you look at this Tampa team, he's not one of their top 3 forwards anymore. That's just how ridiculously good they are.
Yeah, you got guys like Braden Point and just what they're able to do. Braden Point's got 78 points in 59 games. Stamkos, third in the team in points with 72. And then the drop-off that goes from 72 to 37.
It's wild, yeah.
The Hedman, who's not in this game tonight. But this opponent, they played a couple of 6-5 games Flyers come back here at home from a 5-1 deficit against this team. Now, while they're great offensively and their power play is the number one in the NHL, they do give up a lot of opportunities to get scored on defensively. They do give up a lot of shots.
Yeah, and you know, it's big tonight that they don't catch Vasilevsky. Vasilevsky came within a whisker of his third straight shutout last night. You know, I mean, Domingue's record is outstanding. His numbers are just so-so. You know, it's a big drop-off from Vasilevsky to Domingue. I mean, let's be honest. But, you know, they will give up some chances. Not having Hedman in the lineup, who's by far their best two-way defenseman, and, you know, just his breakout passes alone, hitting guys in stride, you know, letting them attack with speed. I mean, that's a big absence for them. Flyers are, you know, things are set up for the Flyers to, you know, compete with them tonight. Maybe, you know, maybe pull this one out.
The three games that come after this one tonight for the Flyers: Thursday night in Montreal, who I mentioned they're chasing, Pittsburgh for the stadium series, and then again next week after the trade deadline. All these games just hugely important right now. They're all the teams that they're chasing in the standings. You get Buffalo on Tuesday and then Columbus. I mean, this is the do or die time of the season, and you got to hope you can keep extending this kind of play that they've gotten and the goaltending from Carter Hart.
Yeah, and I would say that, you know, it's funny, and we were just talking about this off the air. The best game the Flyers have played in the last couple of weeks was actually the loss against Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
The last three games have been kind of uneven efforts. You know, if the Flyers continue to get strong goaltending, continue to get contributions from up and down the lineup, you know, and, you know, it's funny. I think that the move to have Claude Giroux move back to center, Couturier has continued to thrive. The guy who's been a real beneficiary to me has been Nolan Patrick.
Yeah.
He's getting a lot more favorable matchups, and he's thriving under them. You know, Claude's game is struggling a little bit. Just, I mean,
7 games, I think, without a goal.
Yeah, and just, you know, it takes a toll taking all the, you know, all those heavy defense responsibilities, playing in the middle.
PK.
Yeah, and, you know, that's something that has to be monitored, too, because you want him to be, you know, reasonably fresh for the stretch drive, too.
Yeah, no question about it. And, you know, as we approach the trade deadline, which is going to be on Monday, 3 o'clock, when the NHL trade deadline will, you know, come to its end, and, you know, there's a lot of decisions to be made for Chuck Fletcher right now. So let's talk about it. We had a caller bring up Wayne Simmonds earlier. The question he had was, do you wait until after these three games this week to make the decision? Or do you believe that decision's already been made?
I think it's more or less been made. However, you know, I don't think the decision will come until, you know, and who knows, maybe it'd be announced tomorrow, who knows. But, you know, I don't think we'd hear anything until, you know, around Sunday, until after the stadium series game. And if you kind of run the table here, you know, maybe you start to think about, you know, keeping Wayne as an internal rental. I mean, I still expect him to get moved, more likely than not. But whereas a couple of weeks ago I would have said there is no chance he's here on February 26th, I think there is a chance at least that happens.
And they're making the decision more difficult, because there's a lot of revenue attached to playoff hockey and those kind of things as well. I just got a message from my radio partner, Anthony Gargano, said that Braden Point is actually scratched tonight and missed a team meeting.
Wow.
Got Anthony breaking
there.
There
you go.
How about that?
There you go.
Boy, he's got some sources. I love it. But yeah, this game tonight too, and this team in the trade deadline, when you look at it, you know, there's players that can get really distracted in dealing with the deadline when their name is out there, and Wayne's name's been out there quite a bit. He's at the top of the board, along with names like Duchesne and Stone and obviously Panarin. But other guys that could be moved this week, who do you think the most likely candidates are that could be moved out of this club by come Monday at 3 o'clock?
You know, I've said all along Michael Roffel is a guy.
Expiring contract.
Yeah, expiring contract the end of this year. I don't anticipate the Flyers moving a defenseman out. I do think they would like to get, you know, Phil Myers more opportunity to play. You know, they have defensemen that they could move. Radko Gudas is, I think, still too important to this team to move him right now.
Got another year left on his deal.
And just, yeah, one more year left.
Very friendly contract.
You know, and I don't think that, you know, I don't think there's a huge market for Andrew McDonald. On the flip side, you know, by some point next year, possibly, if you eat half of his contract, then all of a sudden at $2.5 million with 1 year to go, he's a guy you could move. Flyers do have the ability to take on, you know, some cap. I don't think they're particularly looking for rental types, but you know, I just mentioned Giroux earlier. To me, another first or second line, another second line caliber center, so you could move Giroux back to a wing.
Yeah,
that to me is a big need moving forward for, you know, as they're planning. If the Flyers could bring in a guy who might be here beyond just the season. I think you might see another roster name added, even if they're subtracting one. So, you know, I think that they're still, I think they're a little bit in buyer mode as well as seller. It's what Chuck Fletcher said a few weeks ago. Yeah. I don't think that's changed.
But only if it makes long-term sense. Right. It's not just for this year, so you're not going to buy a high-end rental like a Panarin or anything like that.
No.
When you look at the situation, you mentioned Gudas, and you know, obviously they need that toughness back there as well, especially with so many young defensemen on this team. What'd you think of Phil Myers' debut?
Solid.
Yeah.
Real solid. You know, kind of limited minutes, played about 9:45 or so. Made a really nice pinch in on the sequence that ended up in Provorov's goal. You know, obviously they want to get him in the lineup. He looks ready for the NHL. Really, he's looked ready for the NHL for a couple of months at this
point. Scott Gordon told us before the game he looked ready in November when he was with the Phantoms.
Yeah, and I would agree with that. I mean, he's, just little details. He's executing with a lot more consistency than he did as a rookie. He looks ready to play up here. Now, that being said, I understand why he's not playing tonight. I'll tell you, for your second NHL game, you don't even have 10 minutes of experience. To throw you to Tampa Bay is a pretty tall order. So I understand the decision that he's sitting tonight.
Yeah, and talking to Scott Gordon, too, he mentioned, you know, they put the 7D in for that game the other night. He goes, invariably what happens, you know, in the beginning of the game, either somebody gets hurt when you're only got 11 forwards or you get a major penalty. And what happened right in the beginning of the game, Wayne Simmons goes off. You're down to 10 all of a sudden. You're going, oh, boy, here we go. But that being said, another name, you know, when you mentioned Phil Myers' minutes in that game, he was just under 53, Shane Gostisbehere's minutes in the game. And through two periods, they were actually, I think he played a little more than Shane Gostisbehere did. From some people's perspective and appearance, it looks like he's in the coach's doghouse. He said last week after a game that he needs to be put in the right situations, which I thought was an interesting thing to say after a game, an interesting thing to say publicly. Is he, in fact, in the coach's doghouse here in Philadelphia?
I mean, I think a little bit. It's, you know, there were things with Hack and with Gord Murphy as well. I mean, it's, you know, it's an ongoing thing with Shane. I mean, Shane, a lot of players, I'd say even, you know, a lot of high-end guys, their confidence starts a lot of times with defensive end of the ice, and then it picks up as, you know, turns into offense. Shane is a little bit the opposite to me. When things are clicking offensively for him, his defensive game tends to pick up with it. Saw that a little bit in the front end of the Detroit's, you know, the home and home on Saturday. He scored a goal, and I thought he had
got shots through. Yeah,
really good. You know, really picked up from there. But I mean, Shane has to pick up his play without the puck, and you know, if you know, he's, because he gives up size around the net, you know, he's not a guy who's going to box guys out in front. He's not, you know, he's just, he ends up in a lot of physical mismatches. So if Shane is not taking care of business on a 200-foot, you know, basis, and also not putting up points, too, because you need the points from him.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I get it. It's one of those, well, we'll put you in better situations when you play better. Well, I'll play better if you put me in better situations.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the
age-old... Chicken or egg.
Yeah. It's the age-old conundrum in hockey, but... You know, I don't think you necessarily. I don't know. I mean, I think it's easy to blow things up sometimes. Nothing speaks to a player like ice time, though. We've seen JVR respond when he was moved down to the fourth line briefly. We saw Konechny have a surge when he was moved down in the lineup briefly. There's no reason Shane can't do that, too.
Absolutely. Well, we'll see how it plays out tonight as the Flyers taking on the number one team in the National Hockey League tonight in the Tampa Bay Lightning. Bill, thanks for doing this.
Absolutely.
We'll talk to you next time on Fanatic Flyers Weekly. Stay tuned. We're back with more of the pregame show. Excuse me. I'm going to postgame already. It's coming up right after this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.